It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
A better deal with Eurobond holders. Also, interest rates fall for the 11th week running as demand for treasury bills continue to surge. We've got details coming up. Hello once again. A special welcome to our friends listening from Kofi Radio and KTU Radio. My name is Daryl Kwao. First up, President Akufo-Addo has assured that his government will be cautious to strike a fine line between meeting the aspirations of Ghanaians and staying through to the dictates of the International Monetary Fund's three-year extended credit finance program with Ghana, especially as the country heads to the December 7 general elections. There are concerns about overspending during this election year as the economy begins to pick up. Interacting with the managing director of the IMF, Kristalina Georgieva, at the Jubilee House, President Akufo-Addo said his government will stay within budgetary limits in meeting public expectations.
That is already paying dividends for us in
yes.
our country.
Yep.
So I want to express our sincere gratitude and appreciation for you who's led this exercise about where we are. We now need to have an extremely involved discussion about where we are, where we're going. I think the need for steadiness and for making sure that we stay true to the fundamentals that have been agreed between us as to the way forward obviously is critical. But at the end of the day, it isn't the steadiness in itself that matters. It is the outcome. And the outcome that we're looking for is this rapid development of prosperity for our people.
That was President Akufo-Addo. The visiting Managing Director of the IMF, Kristalina Georgieva, is charging Ghana to reach a better deal with Eurobond holders. According to her, the deal should be in the best interest of the country. The IMF boss disclosed this when she paid a courtesy call on President Akufo-Addo.
You cannot allow the Eurobond creditors to twist your arm because you have done a very painful domestic debt restructuring. It hurt people here. The deal with the Eurobond has to be a fair deal vis-a-vis those that are already done. Otherwise, we risk to see what happened in Zambia, where in October I thought that a deal is done. Then the private sector twisted Zambia's arm and they tried to give them a better deal than the official creditors had. The official creditors put their foot down and Zambia lost a lot of time. So that is my reflection. Critical time, close to the top. We still need to do a bit of climbing.
Well, businesses may now have to turn to internet service providers that use satellites so they can be assured of uninterrupted services. This follows an announcement by the National Communications Authority that it could take at least 5 weeks for the subsea cable challenge to be addressed. Here's more in the following report.
However, this may come at additional cost to businesses that may have to go this way in ensuring that their daily dealings are not disrupted. This is because it has been argued by some industry players that relying on those subsea cable supply for internet services is seen as more cheaper compared to satellite links. But looking at those missing out on these big contract and deals, this is something that some businesses may have to sacrifice and have to cough up some funds to deal with the situation. We are also learning that there are some firms out there that are offering business offices that are fully connected to uninterrupted internet services. For those that are working from home for international firms, this may be good to them. Again, for some of those startups and entrepreneurs, that might be the way to go. We also understand there is also one mobile network that was not hit by this subsea cable disruptions. So for some startups, maybe switching providers could be the way to go. But looking at the time that this challenge will be resolved, it will definitely come at huge cost to a lot of businesses.
In time, the Ghana Association of Banks says it will deepen talks with the National Communication Authority to ensure that the current internet disruptions do not affect the operations of commercial banks. According to Chief Executive John Iwa, although banks are yet to record any significant impact on their day-to-day activities, robust backup systems have been instituted to ensure customers transact their businesses seamlessly.
We continue to monitor the situation. As you can see, it is still intermittent. You have periods where the connectivity seems to be okay, and then long periods where you don't see any kind of progress when trying to connect. So I believe the initial advice still stands. Work is aggressively ongoing to remedy the situation. We are picking feedback from NCA. We are doing everything to get the technical people who are responsible for these matters to resolve it as quickly as possible so that we can return to normal business.
That was Chief Executive of the Ghana Association of Banks, John Iwa. Now, interest rates fell for the 11th week running as demand for Treasury bills continued to surge. The government recorded more than 37% oversubscription of the short-term instruments. Here's more.
The yield on the 91-day bill fell by 25 basis points to 26.49%. That of the 182-day also eased to 28.99% from 29.24% the previous week. Similarly, the 364-day bill went down by 25 basis points to 29.59%. Meanwhile, the government exceeded its T-bill target by more than 37%. It mobilized 5.36 billion cedis from the auction of the short-term instruments. A chunk of the offer came from the 91-day T-bills. About 3.72 billion cedis were mobilized. Meanwhile, analysts believe the yields on the short-term instruments will continue to ease in line with inflation expectations.
All right. The prices of petrol and diesel are expected to stay same in the coming days. However, that of liquefied petroleum gas will go up by about 4%. That's according to the Institute for Energy Security. Though the prices of finished products of petrol and diesel on the international market fell by 4.06% and 0.24% respectively, the Ghana cedi continued to record a depreciation of about 1.09% during the period. This prevented the prices of petrol and diesel from going down for the next 2 weeks. And so here's how it's looking like on the commodity market this morning. Crude oil increased again to $85 a barrel, gold dropped by $8 open trading at $2,147 an ounce. Cocoa is trading at $8,018 a ton after going up by a significant $600. Now, based on demand and supply dynamics on the stock market, there is an anticipation of an increase in the price of MTN Ghana shares this week. Let's now take a look at how your stocks will fare on the stock exchange.
Last week's trading concluded with six price movers of three gainers and three laggards. GCB Bank, Unilever Ghana, and MTN Ghana were the advances.